I am Margaret Kinley, and I am interviewing Dorothy Williams. This interview is being held at the Extension, Lonoke County Extension Office at Lonoke, Arkansas, in Lonoke County on December 16, 2011. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Dorothy, would you please state your name and spell your name and indicate that you are willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make audio file and transcript available to others?
My name is Dorothy Williams, and I spell it Dorothywillims, and I give my permission for you to interview me.
Dorothy, this is going to be a very informal interview. We want you to share your memories of your time with the Extension Homemakers Program, both the good times and the challenges. What has been your association with the Extension Homemakers Program?
Well, I have held every office in that I could, and sometimes doubled doing it, and I've done it for years.
How did you learn about the Extension Homemakers Program?
I learned about it from my sister-in-law and the neighbors that was in Missouri, and then when here in Ward or the Butlerville area, from the neighbors, Hetty Payne and Lois Rosser, and that was the Butlerville Club at that time was a strong club.
Very good. Mm-hmm. How long have you been associated with the program?
I imagine 50 years.
What was the first club that you were associated with, and do you remember what year?
That has to be about 1969, and that was in Knobnostra, Missouri.
Okay. Do you have any special memories of that first club or even of the first meeting?
Well, yes, I had. They always wanted to have a program. They wanted me to do the devotional, to read from the Bible. I was so scared I couldn't even read. And I went anyhow. Then, you know, they just overlooked me. But I took my little boy, and he enjoyed going too. And so I enjoyed going. Then I went to Windsor, Missouri, and my sister-in-law, she was president of a club, so I went with her all the time. Then we had a neighborhood club where the men also belonged, and that was in Knobnostra. And they all seemed to enjoy it because we just learned all kinds of things from each other at that time. So that was about it. Then I come to Arkansas in 1965. And I've been here about 46 years. I lived in Cabot about 7 years. Then I moved out to the Butlerville area, and that's Ward address. And from then on, that's when I joined the Extension Club, the Butlerville Extension Club at that time.
Are you still a member?
Yes, I am.
And what club and what county and what district?
I am, it's Lonoke County, and it's the Butlerville Extension Club. It's Ward, Arkansas's address, and I don't know what district. Is the South District?
Delta.
The Delta District.
Why did you join?
It was something to do that I thought I could learn something because I was a young homemaker. And everybody said that I would have a good time and learn something, and I really did, because I remember I was going to make something out of an inner tube, like a toy, and I thought it looked pretty good, but it really wasn't. But I tried that, and I learned different things to cook, and I learned I lived in the turkey area where they had raised turkeys, and so I learned everything about turkeys there could be to learn about turkeys. I learned how to dress turkeys. We ate turkey eggs because they had to grade them, you know, so if they didn't pass the, you know, grade just a little too small or something. Well, I always had all the turkey eggs we could use, and they were excellent making pies and cakes and everything. So I learned a lot.
Well, why have you continued your membership?
Oh, I've enjoyed it. I enjoy meeting with everybody and trying to learn new things, and I'm not as active as I used to be, but I did learn a lot of stuff.
You have listed the offices that you've held.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the committees that you've chaired, and are there any other special responsibilities that you've held?
Yes, I was public relations, and we had the Christmas in July, and I try to organize and put things in the paper and help with that. And we did things at the fair. The new building that we have was not new anymore. When I was president at that time, it's when we gave the money that we had collected towards this building. And we were the ones at that time that started, that did it. And so I was with that, and right. it was real good.
Have you attended state council meetings? And if you have, do you have any special remembrances of those
yes,
meetings?
Yes, I've attended a lot of them until the last few years where I can't walk so good anymore. But I went to Fayetteville, I've been to Searcy, Hot Springs, Arkadelphia, and Russellville. I've been to many of them.
Great. How do you feel that the home extension has touched your life?
It really has. I have more self-confidence since I've gone through all this with the holding offices and everything. At first, I couldn't talk at all, but now I can. I think it's due to belonging to the clubs that help.
What has been your favorite event or activity?
Well, we did the program. I write and do skits, and I enjoy doing that. And we did the Grey Pits, and we'd go things about the extension clubs that we wanted people to join and get interested in it. And we had a lot of luck doing that. We'd go to other extension places. We went to around Arkadelphia, and I forgot, even the churches would use our costumes and everything. So we had a real good time with that. And I also had other programs. I had the one with the horse that couldn't see. And then we went to, I think it was Russellville, and Emily was a girl that did the, she was a leader. She had a pom-pom, and she was a cheerleader, her and Marty Robinson. And that was really, I thought that was awful cute, them doing that. Mm-hmm. But we did all kinds of, I enjoyed writing and doing things. I enjoyed writing and main thing.
Have you had a least favorite event or activity?
Oh, I don't know. I enjoyed them all. I enjoyed going to the state meetings. We had different speakers, and I really did. I enjoyed that. We used to have dorm parties when we went, and so we were supposed to put on a show in Lono County, so I did what the EHC members do besides being an EHC member, and that turned out to be pretty good, and everybody wanted the copy of the skit.
Great. What changes have you experienced throughout the 50 years that you've belonged to the Extension Club?
Well, that's like me. Everybody has got older, and yet there's new members coming in. And when you try to get somebody to join, they don't want to, or they, as I said, they're working. But I still try.
Good. Has the Extension Club taught you anything about people?
Yes, it has. I said that there's a lot of good people. And a lot of, just to know the people, everyone that's in the Extension Clubs, and to meet regularly and get acquainted with everyone. And I enjoy that.
Are there any other memories or experiences that you would like to share?
Oh, I don't know. I remember one time, I think that's when, I was trying to think, the home economist was here. She was just her first day here, and the fair was going to start, and that was Ann Banky. And the police were here, they had prisoners here, and they were on horseback, and they said for us to be careful. And it was scary. They were up to trying to clean everything up, and we were scared to death. I remember that mostly.
Dorothy, we thank you for all your contributions to the Extension Hope Acres Club, and we thank you for sharing these memories today.